Sport on RTE Radio 1.
25 to 8, big day ahead for Glen and Kilmacud Croke's decision day. Here's
Audrey,
Darren.
Audrey, it is indeed. The GAA Central Competitions Control Committee, they met with Kilmacud Croke's and Glen last night and reviewed this incident, which saw 16 Croke's players defend a 45 late in their 2-point win against Glen. RTE Sport understands that those findings will be made public by lunchtime today. I'll be honest with you, I'm not convinced this will be the end of it, but we will wait and see around about lunchtime today, and we will bring you that news as soon as we get it on the RTE Sport platforms. Former Waterford captain Pádraig Mahony has announced his decision to retire from intercounty hurling. The news confirmed last night. He played for his county for 12 seasons and played a key role throughout those years as well. He intends to focus on his club commitments with Ballygunner. The Irish women's soccer team's World Cup fixture against Australia will now go ahead at Stadium Australia this summer. The stadium is in Sydney. All 42,000 tickets for the original fixture at the Allianz Stadium, a much smaller venue, had sold out. But this change in venue means over 80,000 will be able to attend. This is the venue that hosted the 2000 Olympics. It's where Sonia O'Sullivan won her silver medal. So let's hope that's a good omen. The FEI will get an allocation of just over 3,000 officially, but lots of tickets will be made available through general sale on FIFA. And you can be sure there'll be a big Irish contingent. The game will be live on RTÉ television this July. Irish men's striker Michael Obafemi has been the victim of racist abuse following his loan move from Swansea to Burnley. Swansea have reported the social media messages to local police. West Ham beat Derby County 2-0 in the FA Cup last night, and the Hammers have been drawn against Manchester United in the fifth round. That'll be an interesting one for their manager David Moyes, who's been speaking with ITV.
I think that's maybe 3 wins out of 4 if you look at it in all competitions at the moment. So, look, hopefully it's going in the right direction. I've sensed it in the training, I've sensed the way the players are going about their work and they're feeling it. And it's confidence as well, they need a bit of confidence. Tonight, you know, Derby played very well at times, they're very good, but they've been on a great run and, you know, they looked like a decent team. So we had to play well and luckily we kept a clean sheet and eventually got the goals.
Now, I appreciate it's a way off and you've got important league games, but your initial reaction when you heard Manchester United away in the next round?
I thought it was a great draw for us. I think where we are at the moment, I think it's the sort of game we need. Going to play one of the best form teams at the moment. Great stadium, great crowd there. So I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I think it's the sort of games we need and, you know, we've got a lot of big players who'll thrive on that occasion.
In rugby, Ulster hooker Tom Stewart's been called into the Irish squad ahead of the Six Nations opener against Wales this weekend. Ronan Kelleher has suffered a hamstring injury in training, but he'll remain with the group, which are at a training camp in Algarve at the moment. Saturday's match live on Radio 1, and we'll be going live to the Algarve for the next hour here on the programme. In horse racing, 2-time champion hurdler Honeysuckle lost her unbeaten record at Fairy House recently, but she'll be back in action at the Dublin Racing Festival at Leopardstown this weekend when she lines up in the Chanel Pharma Irish Champion Hurdle. This race will be on Sunday. Her jockey, Rachel Blackmore, is really looking forward to reuniting with the horse with whom she's enjoyed so much success. They've won the Irish Champion Hurdle for the past 3 seasons.
She seems in good form and really looking forward to getting back on her again. She's just been incredible. She really, really has. She's put up some extremely good performances in Leopardstown and, you know, the first time we went there we were unsure over 2 miles, but, you know, what she's done since over that trip has been incredible. So, she seems to really enjoy going around Leopardstown and it's a fantastic festival. There was some atmosphere there last year and she got an unbelievable reception. So really looking forward to getting back on her again and hopefully we can have some success.
There is horse racing finally in Limerick today and the action there gets underway at 12:25.